This is the High Point Podcast Network. You're listening to HPN.
Welcome to day 28 of your new journey. This is Pastor Gene, and our Power 3 reading today is 2 Corinthians 1 through 3. Why did Jesus command his followers to be baptized? Is it really important? You bet it is. Baptism is to the believer what a wedding ring is to a married couple. It's an outward symbol of that person's total commitment to another. But the practice and meaning of baptism is slowly losing its significance in our modern culture. To help you understand why it was so important to Jesus, let me take the wedding ring analogy a bit further. To the best of our knowledge, the Egyptians were the first to use the wedding ring. Well, because its circle didn't have a beginning or an end, it was a popular symbol for eternity. The hole in the middle, it symbolized a doorway or passage to happiness. Over time, the ring began to be associated with the never-ending love and commitment between two married people. It was worn on the third finger on the left hand because it was believed that the vein in that finger was directly connected to a person's heart. Well, eventually, the rings were made out of metal and began to be considered a legally binding commitment between a husband and a wife. The ring was an outward expression of an inward reality. Today, when a person wears a wedding ring, they're doing two things. They're making a personal commitment to the one they love and making a public commitment that they belong to someone. That's what baptism is, a symbol of your personal commitment to follow Christ and a public commitment to others that you're not ashamed to be identified with Him. It's your way of saying that your love for Christ is not a fleeting emotion, but comes straight from the center of your heart. That's why baptism was and is important to God. That's why Jesus instructed his followers to be baptized in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, when he says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So what are you saying by wearing the ring of baptism? Firstly, baptism is a sign that you are united with Jesus. When you're baptized as a Christian, people understand that you are identifying yourself with Christ. Baptism is symbolic of your identification with Christ in His burial and resurrection. You see, when a person being baptized is lowered under the water, it signifies their identification with Christ dying for their sins. Coming up out of the water identifies with His resurrection to newness and life. That's what the Bible is talking about when it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, "Having been buried with Him in baptism and raised with Him through your faith in the power of God who raised Him from the dead." But baptism is also a sign that your sins have been washed away. The water used in baptism is a symbol of cleansing. When you finally became a Christian, you accepted the fact that Jesus has forgiven your sins. That's why every instance in the Bible where a baptism takes place, the person was immersed under the water. The practice of sprinkling for baptism is not a biblical precedent. It came about after Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire under Constantine. Entire communities need to be baptized under his edict, and it was simpler and faster to sprinkle large crowds than to baptize them individually. Baptism is also a symbol of something else. It's a sign of your commitment to a new master. You see, it's an expression of your obedience and willingness to follow Christ as the leader of your life. It's your way of saying, "My life is under new management. God is now the Lord of my past, present, and future." But baptism also is an opportunity for others to hear about God's love. You know, when someone was baptized in the time of Christ, it didn't occur behind closed doors, but it occurred at a local river and was witnessed by many in the community, by friends and family and associates. You know, today, it's still common for family and friends to support a person by attending their baptism. Well, even though they may not have personally made a commitment to follow Christ, they're able to be encouraged by your own decision. That's why I would encourage you to seriously consider being baptized. If you'd like to explore the possibility of being baptized, there's three ways to find out more information. One way is to send an email to baptism@highpointchurch.us and request more information. You can also sign up for the next pre-baptism class on our website at www.highpointchurch.us/baptism. Or you can send an email addressed to beginning@highpointchurch.us and I'll send you the link. Tomorrow, we'll talk about communion and how it relates to us today. Until then, I want to commend you for taking the time to invest in your faith and encourage you to continue the journey.